The adoption of an armed struggle after a struggle that had been well known for its non-violent and peaceful character was somewhat startling.
The Gandhian concept, in our view, couldn't work in South Africa. In India, the British colonial administration could pack up and go home. But that would not happen in South Africa. There were, at the time, 2 or 3 million whites who were part of South Africa. They'd been here so long. These people were not going home. And so in the ANC, we set about creating an underground, illegal fighting force to make sure that South Africans and the world would know what's going on.
Mandela then started looking for a name. What are we going to call this movement? And he suggested the Xhosa name, Umkhonto weSizwe, which meant spear of the nation. Umkhonto weSizwe.
At the end of 1961, the bombing campaign started. Its targets, power supplies, post offices, telephone booths and pass offices. Objects, not people. The aim was to shock the government into negotiating.
One of their objects was to destroy the records of the passes they detest having to carry.
There were explosions, many in Johannesburg, power pylons, government pass offices. They weren't just random, callous explosions that just happened to be. There had to be an understanding by the mass of the people that organized armed resistance had started. The only deaths were our own people, who were careless with their explosives.
As far as the government of South Africa is concerned, the breakdown of law and order in South Africa will not be tolerated under any circumstances whatsoever.
We were branded terrorists by the whole Western world. I mean, they'd have nothing to do with us. Well, as somebody has said, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Asikatali noma besbopa sizimisele inkululeko.
Of course, it would have been naive for us to think we could stand in battle against an army, air force, navy, police force, reservists of 400,000 people. But if you don't have crazy dreams, you do nothing.
We don't care whether they arrest us, they torture us, we are prepared to fight for our freedom.